Human means, I'm sorry. Mastering the art of apologizing is crucial for maintaining relationships. Everyone makes mistakes, and knowing how to apologize is essential. A well-timed apology can mend hurt feelings, prevent escalation, and strengthen bonds. In the past, some leaders hesitated to apologize, fearing it showed weakness. But today, society values apologies as signs of strength and integrity. Refusing to apologize can be costly, potentially damaging relationships and reputations. Leaders, in particular, must be willing to acknowledge their errors and express remorse when needed. Apologizing means acknowledging your mistake and taking action. It's not just about feeling regret. You need to show it through your words and deeds. Apology demands open communication between the wrongdoer and the hurt party. Moreover, it requires humility, as you must prioritize the feelings of the victim over your own. Restoration and revival. When apologizing sincerely, the focus should be on achieving reconciliation, repairing relationships, and creating renewal. It's important not to offer excuses or defenses, but instead to follow these steps. 1. Provide a clear description of the situation where the misbehavior occurred. 2. Identify the specific offense that took place. 3. Take responsibility for your actions. 4. Acknowledge the breach of moral principles. 5. Offer restitution if possible. 6. Commit to not repeating the mistake. Globalization and technology have made apologies more crucial than ever. As cultures collide, misunderstandings are bound to happen. And now, with everyone having a camera in their pocket and platforms like YouTube, mistakes can go viral in seconds. This means people are less forgiving of dishonesty and injustice, demanding acknowledgement and apologies. When someone's dignity is hurt, it can cause serious damage, leaving them feeling small and embarrassed. Apologizing is the best way to address this harm. It shows the person who was hurt that they're not to blame and that they're safe. Plus, it shows that both sides still believe in the same values and the person who caused the harm admits they were wrong. This can help heal wounds and bring people back together. The most difficult words to say, apologizing can be tough. People worry it'll make them seem weak or vulnerable. They're scared of being judged or disrespected. Feeling ashamed, they hesitate to admit mistakes. Some even avoid tough situations altogether. But here's the thing. Most people accept apologies without being too harsh. In the past, pros thought they shouldn't apologize. They feared it'd mean admitting fault. But times are changing. New studies show that pros who are open and join disclosure programs end up in court less often. It's better than denying and defending. The five dimensions of effective apology. Effective apologies follow the five R's: recognition, responsibility, remorse, restitution, and repetition. Recognition, the first step, involves pinpointing the offense. To do this, ask yourself five questions. 1. What was the impact of my behavior on the victim? 2. What social norm or value did I break? 3. Do I owe an apology? 4. Am I the right person to apologize? 5. Should I explain my actions in the apology? Apologies can weaken if explanations sound like excuses, except for genuine self-reflection. A college professor received a research grant, but found that some funds were missing from his department's account when he finished the project. The research committee allowed him to use the remaining money to update his lab, but when he tried to access it, the account was empty. It turned out that the department chairman had used the money for his research. When confronted, the chairman apologized weakly, saying he had made a mistake. The professor was dissatisfied with this apology, as it failed to acknowledge the chairman's deceit and disrespect. When you make a mistake, the urge to explain why it happened is strong. But actually, explanations can weaken apologies. They often come across as excuses, making it seem like you're trying to justify your error rather than focusing on fixing things for the person you hurt. However, there are exceptions. For example, when former Senator John Edwards apologized for his affair with a campaign photographer, he explained without trying to defend himself, "During my time in various campaigns, I became overly self-absorbed and narcissistic, thinking I was somehow different from others." Fulfill duties. When wrongdoing occurs, it's crucial to acknowledge fault without attempting to shift blame or distort facts. The focus should be on addressing the needs of the harmed individual to facilitate healing. By fully accepting responsibility, the relationship can begin to mend. In the case of football player Steve Smith breaking a teammate's nose during practice, he stated, "I won't justify my actions or offer excuses. There's no other perspective here. I made a mistake due to poor judgment, and that's all there is to it." Feel regretful for past actions. When a person realizes their actions have caused harm to someone else, it's crucial to acknowledge their wrongdoing. This involves saying phrases like, "I'm sorry," or "I apologize." Remorse means feeling guilty or ashamed about one's actions and understanding the perspective of the person who was hurt. It's important to note that remorse only applies to one's actions, not those of others. At his trial, a British businessman arrested by Dubai police for engaging in public sex expressed deep regret for his behavior. He admitted his actions were inappropriate and went beyond acceptable boundaries. He acknowledged the trouble and offense caused by his behavior and sincerely hoped that his statement would demonstrate his genuine remorse and regret. Give back what was taken or lost. Once you apologize, it's crucial to follow up with actions to make amends. Restitution involves repairing or replacing whatever was damaged or lost due to your actions. It's essential to address the issue properly without taking shortcuts, as the quality of your restitution reflects your regard for the relationship. For instance, if you stain someone's shirt, buy a new one and perhaps add a tie as a gesture. If you accidentally break a valuable item, ensure you replace it. In more serious cases like embezzlement, the court typically mandates returning the stolen funds along with a formal apology. Restitution, acknowledging fault, might make you fear the victim will ask for more than what you offer, but that's not usually the case. Paying restitution often lowers the chance of facing legal consequences. Repeat something. Johnny Miller, the announcer, made an inappropriate comment about golfer Rocco Mediate, which upset many people. He responded to the public's anger by saying, "I'm sorry to those who were offended by what I said. I meant to show my respect and fondness for Rocco's down-to-earth qualities, not to insult his Italian heritage. I realize I should have chosen my words more carefully, and I'll be more mindful of that in the future." Time, location, and method succinctly. Apologizing involves asking three key questions. 1. How should you apologize? It's usually best to apologize promptly, especially for minor offenses like accidentally spilling a drink. However, it's important to consider the needs of the person you've hurt. Sometimes it's wise to wait until emotions settle before apologizing. Yet, apologizing much later is also acceptable in certain situations, even for past wrongs. 2. Where should you apologize? Ideally, apologies should be made in person. But when that's not feasible, a phone call followed by a letter can suffice. 3. How should you apologize? To ensure a sincere apology, it helps to rehearse or write down what you want to say. 10 apology do's and don'ts. Follow these 10 rules when offering an apology. 1. Avoid making excuses. 2. Use direct language. 3. Refrain from making jokes. 4. Don't make assumptions. 5. Avoid asking how to fix the situation. 6. Give each person a chance to speak. 7. Start your apology with, I. 8. Address the person by name. 9. Stay concise. 10. Avoid getting into arguments. Express genuine apology. Mastering the skill of apologizing is within reach for anyone. Enhance your ability to identify situations where an apology is necessary by maintaining an apology journal. Before apologizing, consider 3 key questions. 1. What change do I need to make in myself right now? 2. What courage do I need to muster? 3. What consequences am I willing to face? To apologize well, it's crucial to empathize with the person you've hurt. You can do this by switching pronouns to understand their feelings. For instance, if Susan asked Robert to call her by her full name, but he continued using Susie, he might not realize the impact until he imagined Susan addressing him as Bobby in a business meeting. This reversal helps him empathize with Susan and adjust his behavior. Compile a list of individuals to whom you owe an apology due to any mistreatment, betrayal, offense, or maligning on your part. Take proactive steps to mend these relationships by initiating conversations with those who may be upset with you, even if they haven't voiced their grievances. Address any lingering issues openly and sincerely apologize, preventing any resentment from undermining your relationships. Key points. 1. Apologizing is vital for relationships, showcasing strength and integrity while adopting reconciliation and renewal. 2. Effective apologies involve recognition, responsibility, remorse, restitution, and repetition. 3. Avoid excuses, prioritize direct language, and acknowledge wrongdoing without justifying actions. 4. Restitution, acknowledging fault, typically lessens legal repercussions and creates healing. 5. Timing, method, and sincerity are crucial for impactful apologies. 6. Follow 10 rules, no excuses, direct language, avoid jokes, and give each person a chance to speak. 7. Enhance apology skills by empathizing with the hurt party and proactively addressing past grievances.